Our theme tonight is not our favorite one. It's called Exercising Control Through Character Assassination, and we're seeing the mud fly all over the planet. It's extraordinary. Two of the most important stories up on the blog this week, David Cameron of the UK at the end of the G20 meeting came out with a warning on serious problems in the global financial system. I expect that's a 2015 problem, but it's one we're going to have to think about and get prepared for. So consider I'm preparing to lower the chances that the slow burn remains intact and we could see some real rough patches here. The reason I feel that way is not because of what Cameron said, but at the same time, we get two stories about sex scandals, pedophilia. Those are the toughest fights and the toughest control files up on the blog. You'll see them. One is British, under wildcards, British pedophilia scandal. I saw Tory MP kill boy at sex party. This relates to activities in the 80s and 90s. That in alone, that was in the Sydney Morning Herald. But the thing that really struck me was there was one called Historical Abuse Inquiry Police Examined Possible Homicide. BBC doesn't name names. It was it was clearly rushed out on November 14th. Cameron's article was on the 17th and the Sydney Morning Herald was on the 17th. Clearly rushed out. That's the kind of story you rush out. And again, it's about 70s and 80s. When you want to send somebody a clear message, you do what we tell you, or the witch hunt will get you. Because remember, in cases like this, they don't even have to have evidence. All you need is the investigation to touch and smear you, and you're dead. Part of this is the transition, because if it's 70s and 80s, this is all targeted at the old Turks. So it looks like to me like some old Turks and some young Turks are really enforcing. Those kinds of enforcement happen when people are really scared. So I take that as a warning that we could come into real liquidity problems, or they're worried about it right now. It doesn't mean things can't get fixed. And that in combination with the article that I quoted, head of the CFR, Richard Haass, wrote a very interesting article called The Unraveling at Subscriber Only, so I couldn't put it up on the blog. But he really talks about a deterioration in the world order. Again, he doesn't credit the United States with what they've done to contribute to that with the so-called soft revolutions and other covert actions. So, but if I had to guess today, if I had to do the annual report today, I would say that particularly outside the Anglo-American alliance, the chances that the slow burn continues smoothly is down to about 60%. So we'll see what the final number is when we do the wrap up. On January 8th. We're working on it already, and we're really looking forward to that. But you can tell when you start slinging mud on pedophilia scandals that there's no time for real policy arguments. It's all down to the sleazy smear, although when you bring up murder, there's no statute of limitations on murder, so that's a very serious allegation. Now, the sex scandals are revving up not just on the European side of the Atlantic, on our side of the Atlantic as well. New documentary reviewed. I haven't watched it, on Hollywood sexual abuse. Again, more stuff on kids. Now we see NBC Universal dumping Bill Cosby's sitcom, which was in planning because of extensive allegations of rape and a number of people coming forward. And if you sort of take a look at it, it looks to me like whether there's any gem of truth or not, there's a lot of sleaze and lying going on. So a real targeting of Bill Cosby looks to me like somebody wants to get out of a contract. But it's a hell of a way to negotiate. And then Will Smith's kid slammed. I also put that up. And so interestingly enough, the Bill Cosby happens just as his art collection opens at Smithsonian. It wouldn't surprise me if more than a few people over at Langley are jealous. But between these three stories and the Ebola and then what was happening with Kill the Messenger and Dark Alliance and the divide and conquer politics going down on Ferguson, it really does look this week like war on African Americans, or over the last month, I should say. It wouldn't surprise me. When Hamilton was working for HUD as lead financial advisor, one of the political appointees at HUD said, we've given up on African Americans. We're planning on moving Hispanics in and, just moving the African Americans out. And it's interesting that this should all be happening coming into the president's immigration plan, which I believe he's announcing it as we speak. He was going to announce it at, he should have already announced it. It was going to be 8 o'clock Eastern. So the food fight will be on there. But if you look at the numbers of Latin Americans who are coming across the border, and this is going to encourage many more, you're going to see quite a wave. And it's not surprising that at the same time we see a wave of them coming in, targeting on the African Americans. More than a few commentators thinking that the effort to cook up the Ferguson situation in Missouri is to help sort of deflect and away from what's happening with immigration. More on that when we see the specifics of what they're proposing. But if you haven't listened to the interview with Zach Taylor that we did on what is going on in the borders, I strongly recommend, because the numbers of what's coming, of who is coming across and how many people are coming across, is much greater than I think has been reported in the press. As I said, no time for real policy arguments. Instead, it's down to sleazy smears. The 2016 election is now gearing up, with the 2014 midterm elections over in the United States. This one is it's cooking up to be pretty sleazy. If you haven't taken a look at Sam Smith's Clinton Chronicles, as well as some of his Bush Chronicles at Progressive Review, go ahead and do it, because there's quite a lot to show you. This is a crowd that is used to fighting dirty. Indications of that are what happened to Christie and Cuomo coming into the election, being slapped with serious investigations by the Department of Justice. Please pay attention to local elections. Ignore the national. The national, I assure you, is going to be in many respects very irrelevant, but very ugly. Part of the problem is media. What you're watching in the media is an effort. You're watching an absolute walk away by massive amounts of the market, the reader, from print, whether newspapers or magazines, and everybody's getting onto the mobile platform. And so you're having a wide number of players, from cable to TV to print media, having to squeeze onto that little mobile phone, little relative to some of the other platforms they're coming through. The process, in the process, they're losing market share. The only guys gaining are the social media guys. Everybody else, Weibo is skyrocketing. But most of the media is losing market share and losing cash flows as they try and shrink into the mobile platform. And that's part of what's causing the shriek-o-meter to get louder and louder. When you combine that with, campaign managers and covert operations that they run coming into big campaigns, then you're gonna get some really, it's an evil cocktail. Anyway, the good news is we have the power to turn it off. So turn it off and get inspired about the authentic opportunities around you. They're gonna be a lot of them, particularly at the local level.